This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Crittenden County farmer says white corn, soybeans, and cattle provide a living for those working on the farm he's a part of. Shane Westmullen says they farm over 19,000 acres.
The cattle operation, we sell some as feeder cattle, and we take some all the way to finish product as well. But we are farming about 19,000 acres split pretty well half and half with corn and soybeans, and probably about 5,000 of that is double crop soybeans with wheat.
Westmullen says they specialize in non-GMO crops.
We've always been able to pick up a premium with the non-GMO white corn, and that kind of maybe led into the non-GMO soybeans. We haven't been doing that for as long, but the premium on that's good, and we've had good success with that.
He says farming and agriculture has been a part of the family for many years.
My family on both sides was involved in farming. They always had jobs off the farm as well, though. And when I was in high school, I worked for a family friend on the farm, and I've ended up where I'm at now. I've been here for 22 years. I've never had a public job, to be honest with you.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Even though farmers work hard to keep their workers safe every day, farming is one of the most hazardous occupations in the United States, with nearly 600 deaths occurring per year. It's important you do your part for farm safety. When you see farm equipment on the road, slow down. Give them plenty of room and be patient. We are blessed in this country to have the safest, most abundant food supply in the world. Every farmer counts as we recognize National Farm Safety Week.